Hello, my Ponchons, and raise your glass for another eventful episode of Cocktails and Kimchi with Lainey Darling and Ponchon John. Hey, John.
What up, chingos?
What? Chingos or what?
Yeah, that's why I said chingos.
Oh, you said chingos. I was just like, is that another word that I'm not familiar with?
I'm just making up my own words, that's why.
Okay, perfect. So, hi, chingo.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, so on today's episode, we'll be discussing drinks and everything associated with getting boozy. So we don't have a guest today. It'll be just between the CNK fam, aka meeting just John and I and the rest of the crew just judging us.
How dare them?
I know, how dare them, but not really. I judge us too. Okay, so before we get started, just a quick disclaimer and trigger warning. So this whole episode will be about alcohol. And so just wanted to give you guys a heads up. However, we also do know that addiction is real and there's nothing wrong with it. We're not judging. But if you do need help or like assistance, there is a free national helpline through SAMHSA. And you can call 800-662-HELP. 4357 24/7 365 days a year for assistance, and it's free and confidential. So I guess we can just hit the bar now. Ready?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. So segment one is happy hour, where we discuss the happy moments of the week and we also discuss what we are drinking. So John, per usual, I'll let you go first.
Sure. Oh, thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome.
So my happy moment is my sister got the face masks I sent her. So they're like pretty super cool. They're made of silicone and you just replace the filters, and they only enclose the mouth and nose, so it doesn't go cover the whole majority of the lower face. So it's cooler, especially since it's summer out in New York.
Okay.
And my drink of the day is,
I'm sorry, wait, first of all, I didn't mean to be like, okay. Cool. Okay, I thought you're gonna expand on it, so I was just waiting for you to be have you used it? Or
yeah, I have one myself. I used it before I actually bought.
Is it next to you? Can you wear it?
Do you want me to wear it?
Yeah, can you wear it and then just take a shot
with me wearing it?
Under. Yeah. Oh, that's fancy schmance. Oh, can you breathe out of it? That looks kind of thick.
Oh, yeah. Well, in
that was kind of kind of naughty too.
You know, I was showing some of my yeah. I showed my friends.
Show it to me. Do it again. Let me see. That looks like some S&M,
Well, I guess
it looks like a turtle, like a Ninja Turtle mask.
Yeah, I guess kind of a black turtle.
Ooh. And so your sister got you a naughty mask. Got it.
No, I bought that. And I bought them a naughty mask.
Okay. You bought. Okay. Got it. I see how you roll. Yeah. Okay. Well, what are you drinking?
Okay. So I'm drinking Magoli.
Oh, Makgeolli.
Makgeolli.
Got it.
So
that's my dad's favorite drink.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So if no one knows what it is, it's a Korean alcoholic beverage. It's milky off-white and lightly sparkling rice wine. And it has a light viscosity that tastes slightly sweet, tangy, bitter, and astringent.
Okay, so are you drinking out of a cup? Because usually it's customary to drink out of a bowl.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I'm drinking out of a glass. I don't know.
Loser. I'm just kidding. No, it's actually it tastes I always say kind of has the yogurty kind of milky texture with a little Sprite and then some alcohol. And then before you drink it, you have to shake it. Because it kind of sinks to the bottom.
Oh, hey. Just a question though.
Yeah.
Do they normally drink it out of a tin bowls?
Yeah. So then they do have these if you watch it, it looks really old school. They're kind of brassy, and then they're little bowls. And if you go to Korean restaurants, they'll come in soup or stuff like that. But that's kind of because that keeps it kind of insulated, cold. And back in the day, you drink water out of that shit. And then there's even ramen, what is it? Pots made out of the same material. So that was what they used back in the day. So even my dad, it doesn't matter. He doesn't have that tin bowl, but he'll always drink out of some kind of bowl, whatever.
Some kind of bowl.
Yeah, I just chug from the bottle. I'm just kidding, but.
Well, I mean, yeah. You could. I mean, you could. Yeah, it's super light and it's pretty refreshing, actually.
It is. Yeah, high in calories, ladies. I'm just kidding. But cheers.
Oh, it is.
Well, it's race. Yeah, like. What?
Oh, okay.
It's made out of like.
but it's got probiotics in it. That's a plus, right?
So you poop. Do you feel anything right now?
No. Wait, can we pause the podcast?
Yeah, can we pause? The probiotics kicking in. But cheers to makgeolli. Makgeolli. Yeah, it's actually really like nice that, you know, you're really embracing my culture to the fullest.
Oh, I sure am.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What is your happy moment and what is your drink of the day?
So I, you know, I think I mentioned before I started a new position. I'm like head of brand partnerships for like a big like influencer, like creation, like a content house kind of company. Right. So, yeah. And so then it was kind of hard. Like I kind of had to learn everything, work 20 plus hours a day. Like my last phone call is at 4 a.m. cause I'm working with my colleague in Australia. But it was just crazy. I mean, it was like a very small deal. Like I'm dealing with tens of thousands of dollar deals for like these creators, but there was one deal, the first deal that I did or I completed, it was like $700, like nothing, but it was so gratifying. Like all that work, all that learning and all that anxiety. And because it's a company that like my husband is like a part owner of, and so I don't want anyone to think like, oh, like she got this job because of her husband or,
right,
you know, that pressure. So it was a measly, like, I mean, granted, like 700 is a lot of money, period. Like money's money, but in the scale, on the scale of what they're like used to bringing in and closing, like that was such a happy moment for me. Like, I mean, I've closed many deals since then, mm-hmm, in a way, but that was just like, oh my God, like I did it. Like just learning, I had to learn everything within a couple of days. And, but yeah, it's just like hard work. And the fact is that even if I do work long hours and I love my job. I think it's like the first time in a long time that I can truly say, I mean, no offense to like anybody's like weddings that I planned, but it's, you know, after a while it gets kind of like mundane and you just want, I'm always like, I'm so restless. So I always like to find new projects, but this is something that's like perfect for like me, like right. Like, I don't know. It just like fits so perfectly. So happy moment is despite the long hours and sleepless nights and just stress 24/7. I love my job so much. So I'm like really happy.
All right. Well, at least you busted your first nut and then now.
Yeah, exactly. Busted that nut. Yeah. Stupid. So, I'm very opposite of you for my beverage. So you have like that milky Korean goodness. I'm actually drinking a Kikisui sake. So
are you going to take a bath later?
Yeah. Oh, no, I used the cheaper one for that. Okay. But this is the nicer one. So this is the entire 1.8 liter one. So I told my husband like, hey, can you like pour me a drink? So he brought home this giant bottle. And then I said, can you pour me a glass? Cause it's not chilled and ice. So he just brought me a glass. I'm like, thank you. And then he brings the bottle too and puts it on my table. Cause he knows I've had a long day and we're recording. So, but yeah, so I have like an entire bottle to finish. Maybe nice. I can pull a bunch on John and get like wasted by like segment three and get like belligerent, but we'll see what happens.
Okay, what's sake, you can drink it cold and warm, right?
I don't, but I worked in, you know, sushi restaurants, like different sushi restaurants in college. There's hot sake, but they usually use like lower quality like sake, so they heat it up. But then I don't like if it's warm, and then maybe it's like a mental thing. Like I can't, you know, like I can't like drink it, you know, and then knowing like how it tastes like chilled, and if it's like lukewarm, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's like drinking warm shots. Would you like to drink warm tequila?
Oh, hell no.
Exactly. That's how I think of it. So ice. So cheers to that.
Cheers to that.
Cheers. Dre and his... Dre, you asshole. I love it. Mm-hmm. Dre needs a beer. Anyways. Okay, so let's move on to our segment two, Netflix and Chill, where we share our show binge of the week. So what we decided is, like, oh my God, like, let's be real. Who has time to watch like 20,007 shows? Like, you know, except for John. It's just like, I can't, like, I think like once I started my job, like I don't even have time to like watch the show, but I've had so many shows that I've watched, or there's things that we continuously watch. So we decided to even like shows that we've mentioned in the past, if it's like ongoing, we'll still talk about new episodes and things like that. So, but per usual, we'll have John go first and talk about, is it a K-drama today?
It is a K-drama.
Yeah, the Asian drama correspondent, John Banjan. Banjan, John, go ahead.
Okay, so in English, it's called Into the Ring. In Korean, it's called Memorials. You
That's
can find
so
it.
So weird.
Yeah, you can find it on Drama Cool, which is not a licensed network.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm letting everyone know that's where I watch my bootleg K-dramas.
Well, you're sharing with us.
I'm actually sharing.
Oh, she's like, damn you guys, the next episode, because he shut it down.
There's plenty of other sites that I don't tell people about. So I have my backups.
Okay.
So I'm giving it a 4 out of 5 right now. It's an ongoing K-drama. So right now they're a little bit more than halfway into it. So it's about a female lead is a famous, she's famous for constantly filing civil complaints to the government. Mm-hmm. And the male lead is a pretty much a straight-laced public officer. So she decides to run for the government seat in her district in order to get the $50,000 salary. And the reason for that is because her mom got scammed out of $50,000. I don't know what it is about Korean dramas. Like everyone's mom gets scammed.
Everyone gets scammed. Yeah.
So eventually the male lead eventually warms up to her and guides her through the public office. And it turns out that they were childhood friends and they actually both liked each other back then. And the romance kind of kicks off while they're, you know, adults.
Okay. Wait, so is she like an attorney or is she just like, just like a civil rights person? Like,
No, she works right now. She started off in like, I don't even know what it called. District representative.
Oh, I love how we're like discussing her, like, you know, her or something like in person.
Yeah, right.
Like, she's like, well, she started her career, like, you know, and it's so funny. Okay. That's cool. Did you finish it or is it still
ongoing? No, it's ongoing. So okay.
How long are the episodes?
They break it down. So it's like 30 minutes each.
Oh, so it's like short, nice and sweet.
Yeah, short, nice and sweet.
Okay. So you guys watch Into the Ring or Memorials in Korean.
So what are you watching?
Well, so there's this show called Paranormal Caught on Camera, and it's on Travel Channel. And so it's like a panel of experts analyze footage from some of the world's most eye-opening and terrifying paranormal videos, from poltergeist activity to lights in the sky. These first-hand accounts just might turn skeptics into believers. So it's extremely genius. Someone made a show, which is like a collection of YouTube videos on like national TV. And then there's like all these like people who are like paranormal investigators who get interviewed, they watch the clip and they're like, oh, well, you know, my professional opinion, or like authors or mediums or whatever it is. So they just kind of like give their input and their like opinions or whatever, like of the video. But okay. Yeah. And then they have like different like videos submitted by people. And then they'll also have the people who shot it or who submitted it. Like, hey, like, so you watch the show and then there's like, oh, there's this ghost video or whatever, and they'll show it and they're like, oh shit, right? And then this next clip goes, hey guys, my name is blank blank and I'm the one who shot this video. And then they'll kind of give like a background about like, oh, I was in the woods one day like with my daughter, and then I was just like filming her, and then I see like a figure in the back, and I went closely, I was like, oh my god, it was so real. And then they like talk about it, and then they just tell you their experience, like, but they're like recorded like on like their webcam or something at home, and they submit that too. Okay. Yeah, so there's like zero production. And then the professional is like, wow, when I see this video, you can totally see, they'll be like, oh, that's a screen crawler or the history or whatever. It's just like funny, or not funny, but just like, oh shit, like some things are like really for real. And there's so many UFO videos, there's so many Bigfoot videos, there's so many like, you know, Ring videos and stuff. Like, it's kind of like ridiculous. So it's interesting. And sometimes I post like the really cool ones. I'm like, damn. But yeah, so someone literally is making money off of just collecting free YouTube videos. The end.
Oh, I mean, that's awesome though.
It is. And
I mean, it's a great idea.
Yeah. So we like this stuff. Like, as I said in the previous episodes, like, where I'm not about like scary movies or anything. Like, I can't watch, and I hate shows that with like scary reenactments, but we're all about like, you know, proof or like scientific stuff or like, you know, shit like that. So yeah, Paranormal Con on Camera. I think every Wednesday is a new episode, but they've been kind of lacking.
But are all of them like legit, or do they like vent out like the ones that they think they're fake?
Well, yeah, there's that, but I feel like a lot of the Bigfoot ones are like hella fake. I'm just like, dude, that could be like someone's uncle, like relax, you know what I mean? Just like, you know, but the UFO ones, I feel like they're starting to, people are starting to like come out more with them, or like even like the government, whatever it is. But those are kind of cool, but it just kind of, I get it. There's like three lights and they disappear, like, great, you know?
Yeah,
but
that could be anything. Yeah.
Yeah, but then like the you know, the poltergeist or the ghost ones are pretty interesting, like straight up. There's no way for them to like
fake it.
Know, yeah, fake it for sure. Your doctorate, yeah.
All right. Do you get scared? Do you get scared when watching them?
No, we're just like, oh shit. Cause you I don't know what it is, but like my husband and I like watching those shows, I think because we watched it for so long, and so, then there's different types of shows that we watched, and it takes a lot for us to be like, wow, you know. But some episodes were just like, really, like, because low-key I've submitted a video before, because one of my husband's friends, like his house, like his Ring caught it, but it was just like, you know, the Ring only like activates when there's movement, but it was like in his backyard, and then it was like this like hazy like orb thingy, not orb, but then like a misty figure or something that just kind of bounced like through the air, like almost like it was something. And I think that video was so much better than so many other like bullshit videos that we like they were, you know, they showed. So there was like paranormalsummons@gmail.com, and I'm like, first of all, you're like a network with a Gmail. Okay, I'm not gonna judge, but I've submitted stuff, you know, because but some of them, it takes a lot for us to be like, wow, oh shit. Like the other one was kind of crazy, but I don't think like anyone wants to hear it, like, at least from our end. Like Dre's going to be like editing this. So I would love to talk about it, but I'm pretty sure he doesn't want to hear it.
I imagine they get like millions of them. There's no way for them to get through all of them.
No, yeah, yeah. So then there's stuff like from like the middle of nowhere, like Peru or something, or just all over the world, like literally like people submitting stuff, and then it's kind of ridiculous. But like there's but then I don't know, I think someone just kind of got lazy after a while. But yeah, I would love to share like one of the things that I just kind of got freaked out about, but I don't want like Jay to get like scared while he's like editing. He's like, I don't get scared, I'm a man, look at him. Yeah, but yeah, so if you guys want to ever hear like a paranormal episode, like let us know, because I'd love to talk about it.
Oh, question though. Do you guys watch in the dark?
No, I don't know why we would.
I don't know, because about paranormal stuff. I don't know. Some people like to do that.
The mood. No, we just have the lights on and just watch it. But there's sometimes, I'm not going to lie, there were times where I was kind of like, oh shit, like, you know, like your biggest fear or whatever, and then kind of showed it, and subconsciously you're like, you walk into your room and you're like, damn it, so you have to turn all the lights on, you know, because I like to like shower like in the dark. I like to den, like I like shade, I like, I don't really like light, I'm so weird. But sometimes after an episode I'm just like, every single light on the house. It's Christmas.
Yo, wait, hold up. You like to shower in the dark?
Well, not like complete dark. We have like a hallway light that we turn on, because I don't have to turn the direct light on, because I don't know. It's just like, I just kind of like that. It's like soothing for me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yes. Okay, so let's move on. We're going to go into discussion segment 3, and it's open bar. So I guess we're just going to talk about like our first stuff, our favorite things, different phases that has, you know, that has to do with like our history of drinking. Let's be real, that's how you and I met. We love to drink, and we like to have a good time. So I guess I'll kind of lead the questions and then answer, but then make sure you ask me too, because I feel like you never just are interested in anything I say.
What are you talking about?
You always do. You're like, I was like, oh, I'm like blah blah blah, John, I'm so interested in what you say, and then you answer it, you're just like, oh shit, you too, huh? I'm just kidding.
Yes.
But not kidding, but real talk. Okay, let's start. For our first, what is the first bar? Where did you go? What was the first bar? was it like 720 BC? Like, I'm just kidding. Just kidding.
They call her the watering hole back then.
They're like, you're the just like Moses the, was there in the Red Sea.
Yeah, the saloon.
Yeah, okay. What was the first bar you went to?
Oh, to be honest, I don't remember. I kind of think it was like one of those chain restaurants, like a TGI Fridays or something.
Wait, were you of age? Like, were you 21 or were you like underage? Like, what was it?
I'm pretty sure I was of age. I didn't have a fake ID back then, and I don't think I could.
So you probably look. I feel like you looked really young too.
Actually, this past weekend I got carded.
Were you like flattered or just like?
No, I mean I told her thank you. I'm like,
oh okay. So it was like a TGI Friday.
Yeah, it must have been a TGI Fridays or some. I don't know.
What do you like? So cute. What do you think you ordered? Do you remember?
Oh, it's probably a beer. Back then, I started off with beer.
Okay.
What about you? What was your first bar?
I think like it was. Oh my god, it was Sutra. And do you remember Sutra in Newport Beach?
Oh, you mean like, oh, Costa Mesa.
Yeah, or like Costa Mesa. So I went with like a bunch of girls who were like older than me and I had an ID. And then we went to Sutra. And so it was like the restaurant time before like the club time. So we went. And then they didn't, because they knew, like they're from like Anaheim, so they like knew everybody. And so I was just like, oh, like just kind of following their lead. So Sutra was the first lounge. And I didn't know what a dirty martini was. So I'm actually very allergic to olives.
Oh,
so
you are?
So everyone's like, oh, dirty martinis. So I was like, yeah, let me get that too. And then like I drank it and all of a sudden like my throat started like closing. And I ran to the bathroom and I just couldn't breathe. And like, they also couldn't say anything because they were like, oh shit, you're 19.
I'm
like,
yeah. Right.
But then so I was just like drinking water and like, throwing up. And then after that, I was like, fine. But
wait, yeah. did you know you were allergic to olives before you drank it or afterwards?
I didn't know I was that allergic. Like I just knew, like I just kind of got like a little like swollen-y and then like, you know, my throat would tickle to, you know, but it wouldn't like close, you know?
Okay.
Yeah. They're like, close like this. Yeah. Okay. So what was the first club you went to?
Shit. I think it was the one in, I don't remember what it was called. It was in Cane Town. It was pretty famous back in the early 2000s.
Wait, is it like a K club?
Yes.
Was it like
where they still did hostessing and stuff?
Yeah. Le Prive.
Yeah, that was it. Le Prive.
So you used to like force girls to sit like at your table and offer them shots.
Yeah.
Look at you. Like... Yeah, just kidding. I remember like my girls and I used to go because for the girls, for guys had to get tables to get sat and you'd have to know like a host because then if you don't, like they would not let you in, and two, like they won't bring you girls and like upcharge you like crazy, right? And then for girls, we'll get a table like groups of four or two to like, I don't know, 10. So we'll each pay like $20. And then get like a bottle of like Crown or like,
of course,
yeah, Crown or like Black, you know, Johnny Black, and then like a fruit platter. And then sometimes if you know the server, they'll bring you beer too.
And then
they like sit you with like random guys, like speed dating, but kind of like more aggressive. Yeah. So we used to be like a very cheap way to get drunk with your friends.
Dude, I had a friend, it was his birthday. He got like messed up. And mm-hmm. so he's like, he's on the couch with his shirt out mm-hmm. and he's like all this water all over him. And, mm-hmm. and the server tried to bring a girl.
Oh my God. He's like, happy birthday.
No. She's like, no.
She's like, God, no. But what a homie though. Gee. He's like, you're passed out, but you can't say I'm not there for you.
Yeah, the server tried to work. He's like, come on.
Yeah. She's just like, oh my God, poor girl. I mean, I kind of prefer that. I'll just kind of sit there and like look at him for a second and take a shot and like dip, you know?
No, but he's like straight passed out.
I mean, he's like, well, I was there for you, bro. Like, you were passed out and I still delivered. Oh my God, that's crazy. Let's see. First club for myself. See, you don't give a shit about me, John. I'm asking myself some damn questions.
I was thinking in my head, did I ask you? because you were talking about Le Privé too. Anyways, so what was your first club?
I think it was either Vegas or was it like Sharkies or something? There was like a club back in the day, like in, I'm not Shark, Sharks or Shake Sharkies.
Sharkies in Huntington Beach.
Or yeah. It was like an 18 plus over or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, or something. Yeah, but I remember I went there and it was just like really trashy.
Oh, yeah.
But,
it's not.
But I was down for it. Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of a dive-ish, I guess. It's
Sharks Club. That's what it was.
Oh, so it's not Sharkies.
No. That's like a Calamex or whatever.
Yeah. Correct.
Yeah, it's a restaurant. But yeah, Sharks Club, that was just, you know, go-go dancers on boxes. It was basically like a prom in like a warehouse in a strip mall. Essentially, it was probably next to like a nail salon or something, or like a lawyer's like office right on the other side too. Really classy. Okay. Yeah. Anyways, do you have like a favorite drunk story besides last week or last episode?
Dude, I have so many drunk stories.
What's your like favorite one?
Do I have a favorite? It's usually when I black out, so that's I don't remember. Yeah. So the best, like, most entertainment I get is like my friends telling me what happened the night before. So I guess my favorite story is a Vegas story. So yeah, we're in
you
Vegas.
You had sex with somebody in the Wynn restroom?
No.
Not in public though. Yeah, go on. Yeah, that was so cute.
Oh, it's so cute. Okay.
So you're like, okay, anyways, go on. That's so cute.
We touched down in Vegas. We had drinks at the
hotel. How old are you?
This is, I don't know, shoot, it may have been 6 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So 6 years ago, had a couple of drinks at the hotel when we arrived.
Mm-hmm.
We had drinks on the way to the strip. Then we went to Circus. We got drinks and we ended up at the Vesper Bar in Cosmopolitan. That's probably one of my favorite places to get drinks.
Mm-hmm. Cosmo?
Yeah, at the Cosmo.
Okay.
So at that point, around that time, I blacked out. But my friends told me, like, the next day, I ran off somewhere in the Cosmo, and they found me in the near the elevators. Hugged up with like a probably a hooker, and then she was trying to go to my room upstairs, which we didn't stay at the Cosmo, by the way.
He's like, you got a room?
They're telling me, like, they're asking her questions, like, who are you? Like, and she's like, oh, I'm a med student at UNLV, and we're going up to his room right now. And then,
oh my god,
yeah, so they grabbed me away, and then yeah, that was that. So,
oh my god, you almost got like forever STDs.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Or have my kidneys taken.
I don't know. Like black market. I mean, yeah, there'll be like jokes on you. Nothing's working. <I'm just kidding. laughs> Oh my god.
Do you have a favorite drunk story?
Oh my god, it's so sad to say I have many. I think I'll just like something more like recent, I guess. It's like with my my husband. So our like third or fourth date or something. Like, I came over for the weekend and I had like my hair blonde, like dyed blonde, new, with like fresh extensions, all beaded in. So, you know, and so we went to go meet up with my girlfriend and her boyfriend and his friends at some like pub on the West Side. And then, I don't know what happened, but we just started. I'm more of like a, I'm not a mixed drink person. I like vodka soda, you know, just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Just to avoid hangovers. But that night, I don't know what it got into me, but we decided to do like Irish car bombs.
Oh no.
Like one after the other. And so, and with my husband and I, like the thing is that no one wanted to ever visit us on the West Side. So it's always like, we had to depend on each other to like have fun. So we like egg each other on.
Yeah.
And so I got like wasted. And so then I just don't remember. So I just, at one point I just kind of don't remember. I remember here and there, but even till this day. And so this was like in phases. So first phase, I was like, I'm going to use a restroom. And then I go to the restroom, I come back out. I was like, I don't want to date you anymore. He's like, what the fuck? And I'm just like all teary eyed. I was like, I don't trust you. Like all this stuff. He's like, where the fuck is this coming from? You know? So he just kind of was like, well, it's okay. You know, like it's fine. We're together. You know, it's just been cool. And then I disappeared.
Oh, and you're, so he's like, you're a runner too.
No, I'm a runner. But then he's like, where the fuck is this girl, right? So he said he found me outside the club or like the bar, and then I was sitting next to this, so there's like a homeless guy with like his mat and his guitar in the back. So he's like trying to, in my mind he was like Ed Sheeran, he was so good. Simon said he did not know how to fucking even like hold a guitar. Like it just sounded like if barf made a noise, that would be it. And so he was just like bring, bring, like whatever, just like being weird about it. But I was just like, babe. So he found me outside trying to do a cover with this homeless guy with a guitar. So I'm just like, so he recorded this whole thing. What a dick. And so I was just like, babe, listen to me. Do you know more than words? And then he was just like, yeah, I think I do. But in my mind, like I didn't realize that he was like high on something, you know, just not all there, like, you know, a rock star. And so my husband recorded the whole thing. And I'm just like, Santa, babe. Santa, I love you. What's up? Come on. Okay. It's okay. So I'm like supporting him. So we're trying to do a fucking YouTube cover.
Yeah.
And then I was like, Simon, get him money. So poor Simon gave me like $20 for just like nothing. And then I was just like, oh my God, you're so talented. You're going to be a star. Like, I can't wait for me to post this. So it was just like all this stuff. And Simon's like, oh my God. Normal people would just like leave me there and just fucking dip and never call me again. But no, Simon's like crazy. I don't know what's wrong with him. But he was like, okay, like let's go before you like start touching him, you know? Because I was just like, no, babe. Babe, you got this. No. Play that again. Like, I was just like crazy. And then so we went back in, and I think we did like more shots or something. Awesome. And then finally we're like, let's go. And so I was outside and I was just like, shit, like I need to throw up. And then I was just like, so he called an Uber, but I was like, ran to the streets and I just started yakking. And then he's like, are you okay? And I was like, don't come near me. Right. I was just so like drunk, but I still was like self-conscious, I guess. And then he was like, oh no, your new hair. So he grabbed all of my hair because I was like, it was down. He grabbed it, put it away, and then he like pat my back to like yak.
Then
I was, yeah, and I was just like, oh my gosh. So I was just like, I knew he was the one. That's when I knew. Yeah. And then we went home and I went to bed and I woke up with like, you know, smeared makeup, the huge, no big deal. And now we're married.
Did you watch the video afterwards? Were you like, oh my God, man,
no. I can only get through. No, dude. He's like, oh my. And then I woke up and then he's already like staring at me and he goes, babe, play the guitar, babe. I was like, stop it. He was just like, oh my God, I got it all on camera. So he's like forcing me to watch it. I was so mortified. I was hungover. I was mortified. And then I was like about to cry because I was so embarrassed. Because imagine, this is like my third date with this guy.
Yeah.
And then I still to this day, he sent it to me and he was like, I'm going to fucking play this on your wedding day. I was going to say,
you guys should do that. That'd be awesome.
No, hell no. Dude, like my mom's going to be like, oh my God, I'm going to just own this bitch like yesterday. No, but yeah, I still haven't been able to get through it because like it's just so repulsive and I just can't. And I stare at Simon, I'm like, what's wrong with you? Like, why are you still here, you know?
It's a reminder to you.
Yeah, that he's lucky. Shit. Keep life exciting. Oh my God. So I think, does that tie in with like first time blacking out?
Yeah, essentially.
But the first time I got drunk. So you got drunk there. So first time I got drunk. The first time you got drunk was where? In Vegas?
No, it wasn't in Vegas.
It was a TGIF.
No. No, it was like a house party back in high school. It was a story where I got messed up and I ate so many noodles that I yacked it out whole.
Oh yeah. Did it come through your nose? Do you have whole noodles through your nose?
No. I was about to roll them.
Watch, you start eating. You're like noodles. Ugh. Oh my God. I think mine was like prom. It was like prom. We just got wasted at my friend's house after. Or no. No, yeah, it was probably prom. Anyways, yeah.
Great. Sweet, sweet story.
Okay, let's move on to our favorite. So what's your favorite? Where's your favorite bar?
It's probably the Vester Bar in the Cosmo. So me and my gay friend, we always go there. I don't know why.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, Cosmo's at the Cosmo.
Yeah. That's our favorite because they make like custom cocktails. They just,
They craft cocktails.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, but do you have any like in LA or OC, like surrounding areas?
No, not really. Yeah. I mean, the City Lights.
Oh my God. So John and I met. I think at a TGI. Right?
Yeah, we met at TGI.
Yeah, through a friend. And then we are ongoing place with this like just like super divey bar in like Hacienda Heights. And
that place has been there like forever though.
No, people still smoke inside the bar I hope like no one like listens to this to like crack them. But yeah, people, it's like those old like wooden bars and we'll be, can we have the finest champagne? And it was just like sparkling like wine. And it was so disgusting.
Well, okay, wait. First of all, she took like 10 minutes trying to look for it.
Yeah, it was like champagne. Dusty. Yeah, she had to dust it off. There's like mold. I'm just kidding. No, but it was literally it tasted like sugar water and then like LaCroix. But then I was like, I'm so sorry. I don't mean to be a snob, but I'm not drinking this shit. John's like, say no more, fam. I got it. And then you can smoke at the bar. There's like, you know, like billiards table. So there's a small DJ. There's like a popcorn machine. Like if you think of like a really smoky bar, like it's really like, you know, like it, that's exactly what it is. So there's this old man. He was like maybe in his 60s, like spinning, right? Vinyl. We're like, oh shit. I'm like, this is Cascade. This guy is like my dad's age and he was spinning Cascade on vinyl. I was like, you are a god. And then I was like kind of drunk and I was like, oh my God, you're so cool. He's like, shut up, bitch. And I'm just like, okay. Like, he's just crazy. Yeah. It was pretty crazy. He probably thought I was going to ask him to play a song, but yeah, but it was really fun. Yeah.
Yeah. You should book him for your wedding.
Yeah. I'm going to book him for my wedding. He'd be like, they're married. Cheers. Get the hell out of our wedding. Yeah. No, but I thought that was kind of cool. I've never seen like Cascade on vinyl. So that was pretty cool. But he was like, yeah, I was just like watching my parent, like just like DJ, but that's for John. Yeah. So we should go maybe when it's open in the future, just cause
it's really
ratchet. Yeah. And it's like, no, I don't know how they stay open. Cause it's so,
well, I mean, it's like,
it's the drinks are cheap too.
They're hella cheap and a heavy pour. So, I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. How do they stay in business? They're probably like laundering money. I don't know.
Yeah. But don't close down though. We won't tell anyone.
Yeah, yeah. At. Dre's like, it's only three exits away from him. Yeah, it's literally off Hacienda Boulevard, right? Yeah.
It sure is.
It's to like, like Taco Mexico and then like El Pollo Loco.
Oh, there's a hotel right next door.
You would know. Yeah, that's crazy. No, it's like a motel or like a inn or something, right?
Yeah.
Oh man, good times. Okay, so that's our favorite bar. We'll keep it at that.
Yeah, we'll keep it at that.
Oh my God. Do you have a favorite club?
I wouldn't say I have a favorite club, but I think my favorite experience was at Intrigue.
Excess. Okay.
Close enough. Intrigue. Intrigue, yeah. In when?
Dude, they're not even open right now.
I know. Huh? I mean, like, yeah, closed. That, yeah, that was like 6 years ago.
Was that like, is that the new Surrender? Or I don't know what that would.
I mean, I guess it was just. It was supposed to be a little bit higher than excess.
Oh yeah, right. Okay, club. Okay, by the way, I used to go to Blue Jays like Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays because I don't know what it was, but Blue Jays was pretty dope. Not dope, but it was like the only place to go.
Where was that?
Little Tokyo.
Oh, okay.
Now it's like a Filipino it was like a Filipino karaoke like restaurant bar.
Oh.
Sad. Yeah, but what would be a club? Probably like Excess or like
any club in Vegas.
Yeah. I guess Academy, just because like it's where all the DJs like spend, but just like more immune to like clubs because like I did like promote back in the day. So I think probably Excess, just more room and air.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Excess is huge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, so do you have a favorite drunk story besides hooking up with a potential hooker from UNLV?
So one story is there used to be a I don't know if it's still there or not. Is in downtown Covina. There's a Japanese restaurant, and upstairs is.
I know exactly where that is.
Yeah, they used to
karaoke.
Karaoke.
What's so it called again?
I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh my god! Oh my god! I know what this place is. There's like a stripper pole too, and then like there's like everyone just kind of sits in their booths. They order food, and just everyone just sings. I used to go there after work when I used to work at Oto Oto.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a sushi restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah. So back then it was like $25 all you can drink.
Yes.
So,
how long ago for you? Because I used to that like 6 years ago, seven years ago.
I think it was over 10 years ago.
Yeah. All you can drink. Yeah.
Yeah. At $25. I got totally fucked up. So at one point I remember like there's two groups in there, two groups of different guys. And then at one point, like we were battling like karaoke style. And then we're throwing like shout outs to each other. And then at some point, that's why I asked about the warm sake, because I had like several glasses of it, and that shit creeps.
Yeah.
And it fucked me up. So
did you get a record deal after?
No, I did not. it's upstairs, right? So I'm leaving. All I can vaguely remember is like the two hostess girls, they're like looking at me all scary because they're like afraid because I look so messed up.
Right.
And so not one person could like take me downstairs. So what they did was like four guys picked me up like fireman style and carried me down. So I was like literally floating down the stairs.
Oh my God.
And afterwards they went to go eat and they left me in the car and I opened my eyes. I could see them eating in the restaurant. And then I passed.
So you were eating?
No, they were eating. They left me in the car.
Oh. Did you crack open a window?
I probably not.
Aw.
Do you have a favorite drunk story? Besides the your American Idol story.
Oh my god, I know. I thought it was gonna be a star after that night. No, I just remember like when I was younger, I was like, dude, I could have probably died that night and that night, or have, you know, like organs sold that night and this night. And it was really bad. But no, there's just so many.
Okay. Do you want to just move on? What's your favorite drink when you go out?
Depends. So I usually get a Tito's soda with lime. Or it depends. And then I'll get like, if we go to like somewhere with sake, I like sake. Love champagne. Yeah.
So everything?
Everything but gin. Let's just say that. I'm not really a gin person.
I don't really drink gin.
It tastes like grandma and mothballs. And grandma's mothball neck. Scarf.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. What's your favorite drink when you go out?
Do I have one? I'll probably take a shot of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
That gets me there.
Don't we all know?
Doers.
Doers. Doers make you do it.
Doers, sponsor us.
I know. Write him an email, send us a clip of like you getting wasted.
No.
You guys. Oh my god. Okay. What is your favorite drink to make? Do you get into cocktails and such?
No, because I make whatever I have available. Majority of time it's like I keep it simple. So keep it neat.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. I used to be super like into like mixology, whatever. Because I did like bartend a little bit for like, you know, when I worked at the restaurant.
Yeah.
But I'm just, I the most I'll do is like Korean claw, you know?
If it's more than like two ingredients, then no, I'll probably not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the same. Yeah. Just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're just like lazy. What's your favorite alcohol?
Whiskey, I think.
Doers. Doers sponsor Ponchon John.
The only reason why is low calories and I don't have the hangover isn't as bad.
Mm-hmm.
as long as you drink the good stuff, you drink like shitty whiskey, like Jameson, you feel like crap.
Well, I mean, I used to be like, before I, you know, vodka and like Tito's, I used to be like some Korean. So it's like Jameson, like all around.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's like Jameson ginger used to be my jam.
Oh.
Yeah. But then now I just smell it. Just like, you know, you get that like kind of feel, you know? But what is about Dewars that you like?
It's pretty smooth. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Tastes good. Mm-hmm. Actually, yeah. I mean, I think it's better than most other whiskeys. It's pretty smooth. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, mine's just Tito's and everything above champagne.
Well, that's fine. Tito's is good with everything.
Yeah. No, Tito's soda is my faves. With like a, I don't even like to put the lime. I'll squeeze the lime, and I don't even like the whole lime in it because it has like that weird like. To me, I like that skin taste. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Okay. So did you go? So we're talking about our phases. Did you go through alcohol phases? So we just talk about this. So what did you start off with? And where are you now? I mean, besides Dewars.
Okay. I think my my first drink was the Coors Light. Then I think I took a step back, and then we started drinking Old English.
Mm-hmm.
We did that for several years. Then I started drinking wine, vodka, and then whiskey.
Okay.
What about you?
Anything to...
Oh, just whatever you can get your hands on?
Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna get drunk. Yeah, so it was just like whatever. I used to drink like 151. Remember that shit? Like you like light it on fire. So what happened was I was like 19. I lived in San Francisco, and right downstairs there was like a bar. And I remember the bartender. So I just would go down and became friends with her. And then just, they never checked my ID or anything. But I remember it was someone's birthday, and then there was like a 151 on the house, and they lit it on fire. And this girl was so drunk, she didn't blow it out.
Oh no!
She just like tried to put her mouth on, like, you know, like the, you know, the BJ shots. You don't use your hands.
She
burned her lashes and her brows on her birthday.
Oh.
And I was like so mortified that I started laughing. You know, it's like really uncomfortable. You're just like, oh my God, what do I do? And you just start laughing. But yeah, I was just like uncontrollably laughing, but then like crying at the same time because I was like so traumatized. But yeah, so it was like 150, whatever, was really drunk. And then it became like always whiskey. And then it became like wine for the longest time.
Yeah.
And then now it's like vodka.
Sake.
Oh my God. Yeah, I love sake. Before it was like hot sake, but then I was just like a sake snob after I realized like it was like shitty sake, like the hot ones. But then I used to order because it was like super cheap.
Right.
And there's always on happy hour too.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. But then, yeah. So now it's probably just like sake and then Tito's. And then I started, you know, I love my white wines and I love my champagne. And there's certain types of cabs that I would drink.
Oh, okay. Is there a certain champagne you always drink?
Zaman Ice. I love Bichamon. Hold on. Wait, Bichamon. The West Covina place. Hold up. Where you got messed up? Bichamon.
Maybe.
West Covina. What the fuck? It is Bichamon. Just like agree. Say yes. You're welcome. Thank you, Andre.
Yes.
Thank you. Yes, it's Bichamon. Yeah, sorry. That's just like really like, yeah, got so lit. Anyways, so I personally love Dom Perignon just because it's like easy peasy and it's like smooth. And who doesn't love a good bottle of Dom Perignon?
Exactly.
But I also like Veuve Clicquot. So then that's kind of like, you know, that's the... easy, you know, $50 a bottle, always in the fridge.
It's the budget friendly.
Yeah, but it's good. It's smooth. I don't ever get like a hangover after, because usually people are like, oh, champagne hangovers, like whatever.
Because they're buying that $10 champagne,
which you happily drink, and that wasn't even champagne. It was just like sparkling.
Nothing goes to waste.
Exactly. Goes to waste. I appreciate that. Oh my God. Okay. So what drink do you think is the best bang for your buck? Remember like Four Local? Or how do you feel about mixing liquor? So beer before alcohol, alcohol before beer, champagne mixed with whatever. What's
my best bang was back in the day was the Adios.
Oh my God. Ooh, adios, LA water, zombie. Oh, barf. Ew.
Yeah, I've never had a Four Locos.
Yeah.
Have you?
Like a sip and then I threw up. It's just nasty.
Wow, just like that?
It's gross. It just tastes like probably I would assume plumbing water with like hydro, you know, hydrogen peroxide with like maybe like a splash of like juice.
Yeah.
That's, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm not missing much.
No, you're not. But I should send you some and you let us know.
I'm all right. On our next podcast.
Yeah, I want you to just drink
down it before we do it.
Can we?
Sure. Why not? I mean, why not?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. We're going to do that. I wrote it in my notes. Oh, wait. So what do you do? So is there anything that, yeah. So how do you get like drunk fast and budget friendly?
Two shots of whiskey.
That's it? Like, that's all it takes for you to get drunk?
It gets me there. But once everyone starts drinking, then the floodgates kind of open.
Oh, yeah.
Because it tastes so good once it touches the mouth.
You know it. This sounds so gross when you
say it. That's what he said.
That's exactly what you said. Ew.
So how do you feel about mixing liquor?
Ew, stop.
Giggity, giggity.
I know, that sounds like how your beard, like, or your mustache looks. I'm just kidding. Yeah, so FYI, guys, he has a porn stash. It's been really, like, strong throughout this.
No, seriously, though, I put a poll out there. 50% like it, 50 don't. So I don't know what to do.
Does food ever get stuck on it or anything? Or like, do you just pick out stuff?
It's
like,
not that long. It's
it's not long, but it's like very close to your lips and it's like kind of thick. I'm impressed.
I mean, it is thick.
But you kind of look like the guy from Far East Movement. Like, you know what I'm talking about?
I guess that's, oh yeah, I do. I just got to shave my head.
Yeah. There you go. Like a Jesus. Got a mustache like James from FHM. Yeah.
So do you mix your liquor?
I used to. Be like, any liquor mixed with champagne just gets you like messed up. Easy peasy. Like, you'll go to the club and then they always have champagne there. So you just down, so you'll pre-drink and you go there, down some champagne, and then you're good to go.
Yeah, the thing about champagne is just goes straight to the head. I don't know what about it is.
Yeah. So liquor and champagne is like, you know, where it's at to get messed up. The end.
Yeah.
Okay. So do you get the Asian glow? Like, do you ever have to take Pepsi to avoid that?
Oh, I don't know. I don't think I do. I mean, how was I in the Lad podcast? Did I have Asian glow or no?
I don't know. You just look really pale from the camera. You look a little rosy right now.
You know, yeah, I do get some color, but I don't think I get the Asian glow. What about you?
Recently, I sort of started. Before, I was like pale. I never did, but I don't know if I'm just like, you know, digesting it better or something. But recently I've just been kind of getting a little rosy, but it was never the case before.
Well, that's supposed to be a good thing if you get a little red because your liver's working, right?
Yeah. Before, maybe it was just kind of in shock. So it just like didn't work. And I never had to worry about like my complexion, but yeah, I mean, I don't have to take Pepsi. It doesn't get like red because some people like they get red and their eyes get red too.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, or like they get like temporary jaundice, but oh, wow. Yeah, like almost like yellow. It's kind of crazy. So it just shows that they have like maybe unhealthy like liver like function. But recently I've been like a tad rosy. Like right now I'm a little pink.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's a little warm in here. I text my husband to turn the air on.
Okay.
Yeah.
You do that.
Okay, wait. So do you consider yourself as a heavy drinker? And no. Are you a heavy drinker?
No.
Only because you're lightweight or what?
No. Wow.
No, I'm just saying, the two shots gets you lit. I'm like, two shots gets me like...
On an empty stomach, it does. But mm-hmm. I mean, it gets you in a good place, a good start. No, I don't consider myself a heavy drinker. I probably drink... Only when we do the podcast.
But what about before that? Like, did you go out often? Did you get drunk often? Do you drink at home? Things like that?
Before, I used to drink at home, usually a beer in the evening. But yeah, I was never like, I didn't have more than one drink.
Oh,
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, the thing is with me, like, I don't drink at home. Like, now, okay, like, right now, it's, like, we're at home. But before, I never drank, like, at home. And then I never drink by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, but I think I'm a heavy drinker, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so, just because, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what do you consider a heavy drinker? Like, more than 3 drinks a day?
No, not like a day. So, okay, for example, as I said, if I'm like home and I don't have any meetings, because I used to be like, you know, I have like businesses. So a lot of the times it's like very social. So then when I'm right. out, like I would, you know, support clients or like all this stuff, like I would drink like at dinner, or I would have to go entertain a client and we'll drink on the weeknights. And if I go out, I would drink. If I meet up with a friend for happy hour, I would drink. But I never, because I do drink so much like outside of my home, like mm-hmm. I made it like almost like an unwritten, an unofficial rule to like not drink at home.
Drink at home. Okay.
Yeah, not drink by myself ever.
That makes sense.
But now it's very different.
Well, I mean, you're four. I mean, you have to now. I mean, it's not like.
Yeah, but I wouldn't drink if my husband doesn't drink. So he'd be like, oh, I want to drink. He'd be like, nah. So I would be like, okay, like, I'm going to, you know, I like company.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. But I don't know if that's considered heavy drinking, but I guess more than like normal people. I'm not going to wake up and be like, oh, I need a drink. You know, unless yeah. I'm in Vegas, it's different. I'm like, oh my God, hair of the dog. Let's just get through the day. But I've never woken up and be like, let's drink, you know.
Like 6 a.m. You're like, oh.
Or I probably, I would go
I need my breakfast. I need my breakfast.
Yeah. I'm a Bloody Mary. okay. So have you ever gotten into a bar fight or fight due to being drunk?
No, never. I'm actually a happy drunk. I'm not one of those angry drunks, except when podcasting.
Oh my God. I mean, you get so mean. You're such an asshole, like, to me when you're like drunk. I'm just kidding. No, but no. Well, have you ever like been the one to like stop fights or whatever when like, you know, you guys are like,
I try. Yeah, I try.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. What about yourself? Have you ever gone in a fight?
I've never gone like I would never like initiate a fight, but there's times when like, you know, I'm like the peacemaker. I'm like the lovable one that's like, yay, you know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Love one another. Like, but then if some bitch is going to like try me, yeah, you know, I'm going to like, you know, throw it down if she's going to be like disrespectful and then like words don't work maybe, but yeah.
Good times.
Yeah, but I would never initiate a fight. Okay. I wouldn't. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
That's the same. I mean, when you're out, you're trying to have a good time. You're not trying to like start anything
at all. No, I'm usually someone tries to do a big deal. Are you serious? Like, relax. You know, try to be friends with them, but they're gonna be a bitch. Then yeah, my weaves are coming off.
Oh.
I don't usually wear earrings. Yeah. You know.
Okay.
Sweet. But what is your favorite word for drunk?
Lit.
Litty kitty.
Litty? Do you have a word for you're drunk?
Lit.
Okay.
Like litty kitty. Like, yeah.
You really say litty kitty?
Yeah. Like, are you litty? I'm litty kitty. Like, you lit.
Do you say it right, meow?
Yeah.
Okay, that was lame.
Yeah, that was disgusting, actually.
Okay.
Can we just keep that in there forever? And right, meow.
All right. So do you want let's move on to the facts. Just the facts.
Okay. So these are just like little questions. So we're just going to kind of like be like, did you know? Bring. Like, we're going to ask each other little facts and try to answer these questions about alcohol and history. We love history on the show. Lord. Okay.
do we?
We love history. Anyways, thank you, Chapsticks. Okay. My question is, John, do you know where the word alcohol originates from?
Alcohol.
Yeah.
I think it was in children's books.
Oh my God. Yeah. Dr. Seuss.
yeah. That's why I read it.
Yeah. One drink, two drink, three drink, stop. Yeah. Well, get my little spectacle on and my professor finger up in the air. So it is said that it comes from an Arabic word, alcohol. So I guess that translates to dark cosmetic powder still used today. Which kind of baffles me. Like, what about vodka? Does it just like dilute or something into like a clear color?
Hey, you're getting ahead of the questions.
Take Sorry, it it's just like we just learned about weed news. We just, I'm just kidding. Okay, so next question.
Okay, do you know what the world's oldest alcohol is?
Like liquor?
Liquor. Liquor.
No.
Give me a shitty ass answer.
I just feel like if it's like old, Asians love to drink something from Asia.
Wow. It's awesome because you have the answers right in front of you. Okay. So I'll start from the oldest to the newest. So number one, rice mead from Zhuhu, China, 7,000 BCE. I could have said Wuhan for all.
Don't say you're stupid. I'll just smack you.
Do it. Smack me.
You're so dumb, you stupid little... Okay.
Number two.
So Indian... rice mead. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Indian mead, 4,000 BC. So number three, Hebrew wine in 3,000 BCE. Number four, Etruscan wine, 3,000 BCE. And number five, Babylonian beer in 2700.
So literally like hooked on phonics for alcoholics. Like what is going on? It's the Babylonian beer. Got it. Can you share with us what mead is for our listeners?
It's old fashioned beer.
Like beer.
Yeah. So essentially it's beer.
Okay.
I think it's aged beer.
Okay.
I could be talking out my ass. No one knows.
Yeah. Again, so alcoholic, hooked on phonics. So yeah, you guys, the oldest liquor is from China. Moving on. Oh yeah, so mead exists. It is its own distinct category, like cider. So it's like carbonated. Cool. And then
so is
just giving all those updates. Thank you. So you might hear me refer to as honey wine. Not quite. It's fermented honey. Okay, okay.
So I was way off.
Yeah, no one should listen to you. This is like lesson improved. No one listen to Pancho and John for any facts. Keep less accurate than Wikipedia, you know, like updated by like a pissed off ex.
You put me on the spot. Yes.
No, okay, so I guess, okay, so mead is created by fermented honey while wine is made from fermented fruit. Although mead is often flavored with various fruits, does not make it wine. So it's very complicated. Like, make up your mind, mead. It's needy mead. Get it?
Yeah, cool.
Okay. So I think this would very interest you. So champagne, some champagne. We love champagne. You know the bottle though, right? So it has like that figure. Mm. Which French queen was the champagne glass modeled after?
French bottle, queens.
Bottle, see. Glass bottle.
Glass bottle.
Glass. So champagne glass.
Champagne glass. Which French queen? Was it French fry?
Yes. Yes.
Queen French fry?
That's where the flute stemmed from.
Oh.
It's Lethemy Cake. Marie Antoinette. Her titties. Oh. And no, I was kidding. So like I guess she just kind of had like, you know, like that voluptuous but teeny tiny body. You know.
Oh, a champagne glass. I thought it was talking about the flute.
Oh.
I was gonna say
that's just like obnoxiously. She's just like she's a model. She's a gazelle.
I was like, all right.
Yeah. So I guess it's like, you know, like people talk about like body like a Coke bottle. So yeah. She was like the OG. You're like, girl, body like a champagne glass. Ay.
Hey.
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 Okay. Okay. Next question.
Okay. What came first, bottles or cans?
I would think, okay, even before like knowing the answer, bottles, glass. Because, you know, there's like glass bottles. Back in the day, they had wine. They had... Oh, windows. I don't know. Can would be right.
That's a very good
observation.
Because I mean, yeah. Because Coca-Cola started off with glass bottles.
Yeah, so, no, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I would assume so because the can it kind of like associate with like industrial, but before that, they're probably like, you know, like what's that thingy? Like they have those like glass, like they mold glass and stuff,
right?
Like fire and shit. Oh my God, there's people like probably just like face palming right now with our conversation. Like, these idiots. Stop it, Dre. You're such an
Okay, so just the facts. The beer was first served in bottles in 1850 and cans started in 1935.
Okay.
And there you go.
You're welcome, you guys. The more you know. Bum, bum, bum. Okay. Do you know what the fear of alcohol is, like the term?
I don't. AAA? Oh, no, no,
no. That's a hard time. Oh, my God. AA.
Double A? Double A?
Triple A's it? Oh, my God. Okay.
Drop the last A.
You're so stupid. Okay. So I guess there's a term. It's like a phobia. So it's literally, I think it's like metaphobia.
Oh, is it?
I don't think it's methophobia, but it's like, it's spelled out by M-E-T-H-Y-P-H-O-B-I-A. So I would assume it's pronounced metaphobia, but I guess there is like, I feel like my sister might have metaphobia because she's just like, I'm a lot more on higher tolerance. So for her, she's just kind of like, maybe I traumatized her, but she's like, I'm allergic. I'm just like, no one is allergic.
Maybe, wait, yeah. So she doesn't drink or she just drinks?
She does, but she like, I got her like really, I went to New York once and then I got her like messed up in K-Town. Soju, she was like literally like hyperventilating and like,
oh,
just
no.
So, but I was just trying to laughing. I was like, shut up. We have the same blood. There's just no way you're being dramatic. But apparently she was just like, just having like an anxiety attack because I got her so messed up. But yeah, she just says, I think after that point, she had like the fear of alcohol.
Was she glad you left? No, I'm just
kidding. No, she's fine now.
She's fine now? Oh, so she can drink now?
Yeah, she's fine. Her choice is tequila, which like baffles me. I'm like, you're crazy.
Why?
But tequila over soju, are you kidding me?
Well,
really?
Soju is like 20%. I don't know what tequila is.
Isn't tequila like hella like more stronger?
I don't know. I wouldn't be.
Dre, what is it? Dre knows everything. Yes, it's more. I told you. Yeah, just so think about the tequila's more, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, clearly. So I know she's a liar. Julier. I'm just kidding. I love so, her.
I mean, soju is just easier.
It creeps up on you. It's something that you're just like, oh, it tastes like water. But I'm like, no. Like it'll kick your ass.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question.
Do you know what the fear of wine is?
There's no such thing. Boom. Next question. I'm just kidding. okay.
It's unophobia.
It's enophobia.
That's what I said.
Nope.
Enophobia.
So, yeah, enophobia.
Did you say anophobia?
Not anal. Are you? That's. Oh my god.
Anal.
Are you drinking like doers like secretly on this
no,
side?
No,
like,
I'm not. I'm done drinking. I'm done drinking.
Is it anophobia? So these are the people you cannot trust who have a fear of wine. Moving on.
Yeah, you can't be friends with them.
So what alcohol term is considered or translates to the water of life?
Water of life. I believe Jesus drank this. I believe it's wine.
I would actually think so too. It's actually whiskey.
That's crazy because whiskey's not clear.
Well, wine wasn't either when Jesus turned it into like, you know, from water.
So. Yeah, but he turned it from water to wine. Hello.
Yeah. Well, so I was going to say, wait. Chapsticks, where is this just like a term like people just call it? Or is this more like a, we just made this shit up to fill in some time?
Translation of the word whiskey.
Uh-huh. Okay, so like whiskey literally translates to water of life.
Oh.
In which language? Like she's like Latin or something. It's always like Latin or something.
I mean, usually, yeah. Normal.
Yeah, it derives from that. Oh, they're just like, what?
Classic Gaelic. Word. I haven't brushed up on my Gaelic lately.
Yeah, I know. You're definitely fluent.
How dare you? How dare you?
Oh, my God. Okay, moving on. Okay, so what literally translates to little water?
Little water.
Little water.
I was supposed to ask you that, but
okay. Oh no, I'm asking you just because we're on a roll here. Is that Gaelic too?
Small water. what's gin?
No, vodka. So I guess that's, that derives like it's like Slavic.
Oh,
language.
You sound so smart.
I'm so smart. I can read.
How do you know all these things?
Because Chopsticks is updating our shirt document, you asshole. So oh, yeah, it's
right.
It's
from Poland and Russia?
Yeah, it totally is. You brought the flash. You asshole.
So are we going to take a quiz or what?
Ooh, are we? Okay. So you guys, we're going to take a quiz real quick. So we don't know the answers. So Chopsticks will be uploading it as we ask each other. So the first question, we'll see it at the same time. Okay, John?
Sure.
Okay. I'll say 1, 2, 3, and then we'll answer. So what is the most popular drink in the U.S.? One, two, what the fuck you asked? I was going to say that too. 1, 2, 3, beer. Okay, it's correct.
True.
Oh, wait, but what type of alcohol, but the most popular alcohol drink is? Oh, bourbon. Oh, I bourbon. Guess, yeah, like the South and like.
Yeah, I guess.
Sure. Yeah, beer and bourbon. Okay. What is the most popular drink in California? One, two, three, vodka.
Wine.
I was like thinking like WeHo water, like vodka soda, watch the cat.
Type of drink?
Mixed drink? You mean? What do you mean type? I ain't got no type.
Beer.
Beer?
A specific one?
Cocktail? I don't know. Like audio.
Screwdriver.
Mimosas? Mojitos.
Yes.
I don't, why?
I mean, we're not in...
Yeah, beer. That's very like rum.
Yeah, okay. It's very like Florida.
Yeah, cute. Is it what?
Cuban.
Oh, so as of 2020, apparently people are making mojitos at home. You fancy ass people. Like,
yeah, I haven't seen that on IG. I don't see anyone making kamuyi.
I'm not going to like freaking like put on the mint and stuff like before in the sugar cane.
I mean, I guess we're just not that cool.
Okay, apparently like Chopsticks hates mojitos, but I like mojitos, but like sugar free. Anyways, go on. On average, how many grapes does it take to produce a bottle of wine? 1, 2, 3.
200.
Big bucket.
What'd you say?
A big bucket.
A big bucket.
Shut up. John, did you get a ride? Oh, 600 to 800 grapes? Like morsels or like the 600, that's it? A bottle of wine?
That seems like a lot.
Because people like squish it with their feet, right? And I would assume a lot gets lost. Well, and like
sure,
the guy gets-
I'm sure not anymore. I'm sure no one does that anymore. That's fucking gross.
Don't judge. What the fuck? All there's right. Also like the stuff that comes from the feet that really helps from it. I'm just kidding. Okay. Yeah, like toe cheese. So legend says that French monk Dom Perignon invented 1, 2, 3
champagne. Come on.
Watch, he was just like vodka.
Oh my God.
Wait.
Sparkling
legend
wine.
Says that French monk Dom Perignon invented the cork. So was Dom Perignon named after him, though? Do you know?
They probably stole his name. He's probably a slave. I don't know.
He invented the cork. So French monks were allowed to drink?
They're not Asian monks.
Oh, my God. So he just invented it. Okay, so he had to, like, stop something from getting into his liquid.
Oh, I see.
In a bottle, probably.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, from G. Yeah, okay, got it. From his, I knew what it was. From his holy water.
Or
genius.
Did he make the butt plug too?
You're so dumb.
Okay.
Stop speaking Gaelic. We're over this.
Gaelic. I don't know how to speak Slavic.
Okay.
Speaking of bartenders. What?
Yeah, speak on bartenders. Like, what do you mean? Like, tell us, share with us.
No, because we're moving on to our next segment, the bartender peeves.
Got it. So we're going to read these off, and you read it off first.
Yeah, so, I thought since we were talking about alcohol, I'd ask my friend girl, because she used to be a bartender before she transitioned, what are the 5 most pet peeves that she has when she was bartending? So I'll just read them off in no particular order. Okay, so the first one is ordering water for everyone and not drinking them.
Okay, it's a lot of work. I get it. Okay.
Yeah. Number two, verbal tips. Show your appreciation in cash, please.
Appreciation in cash.
Words don't pay the bills.
Oh my God. Okay, so basically just stop like saying all this shit, like just less chatter, more.
Yeah. Thanks for the I'm cute.
Yeah, I say I'm cute with the $100 bill. Got it.
Yeah, got it. Okay. So number three, asking to make a strong drink. You're a cheap ass motherfucker.
Oh my God. No, I have to disagree. I was like, yo, make it strong. And if they do, my husband and we tip. We appreciate a heavy pour.
Oh, okay.
But that's just us. But everyone, yeah. You guys
I mean, I put that up, I put that on with the asterisk too. I mean, but I've never asked for a strong drink, so I don't know.
Or you can ask for double and just fucking pay for it. That's what Andre said.
Yeah, that works too.
Yeah, but sometimes here's the thing though. There's something about that goes to the bar or the restaurant, but that I'd rather just give that tip to like the bartender straight.
Word.
Sometimes. Yeah. But not as a business owner, but yeah. Anyways, go on.
Number four. Ordering time-consuming drinks when it's busy and you tip $2.
Mm-hmm. I see that though. If you're at a restaurant, it's different. But if you're at a bar,
right?
You know, like you're just a quick. So I notice some people, if we like go to get around, they'll just put like $1 per drink that people make.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen that, but I do judge really like harshly on people how they tip. And so then, like, I usually like if I have like around like if I get 5 shots or whatever, I'll put like a 10. But if they're like, but at the same time, like if they're like really cool, like I'll tip them like really big at the beginning of the night. So they know I have their back. So they'll hook me up.
Right.
And at the end. Sense. Yeah. So when I pay the bill out, like usually I never, you guys, a tip. If you guys are paying credit card for like a bill, always try to leave cash tip. I always just like cross it out. And then when it comes to the, cause that's when they have to like pay out. And then, cause as a server, I know this too, because you know, you have to like log everything, this and that. But sometimes with cash is a little like, you know, like easier to like work with to take a little bit more home for yourself. But I always say you guys like tip when you get there, if you feel like the, you know, you're vibing with the bartender, tip fat at the beginning, every time you get shots, just come on, at least like $2, you know, a shot. And at the end, make sure you tip them. Cause dude, think about it. You just deal with people's not even just deal with people's bullshit. You drink with like, deal with drunk bullshit. So,
oh, yeah.
Boom. You're welcome, bartenders. I love you guys. I appreciate you guys.
All right. So, the last one.
Uh huh.
Waving money to get my attention. I'm not a stripper.
What if I like did like $200 in front of your face? I'd fucking come. I don't care. I'm not a stripper either, but I'd be like, yo, what do you want? Put that down and then we'll talk, you know? No. Yeah, you know what? It's crazy because I, you know, being behind the bar before and then being a very frequent person like on the other side, just seeing, you know, some people, like, yeah, there's some dick like bartenders who are just like are very like, you'll be standing there, they see you standing there, but then they see like a hot girl come in, they'll choose them. Or they'll choose like their friend, or they just feel like they don't want to like serve you. Like at the end of the day, guys, like we're all human. You know, whatever they're going through. I do get very upset if someone's like a dick in the service industry. I'm like, dude, I was in that position. If you're going to be a dick for no reason, then just like go home. But at the same time, we have to understand to like, you know, they're in the service industry, you know, as well. The same reason being is that it's hard to match everyone's personalities in different situations. And,
but well, the thing is, it's kind of like a high stress,
it is.
You got like 50 people wanting drinks and it's.
And then they get aggressive and if they're drinking, they get upset and things like that. But I also did like realize even during like right now COVID, if there's like outdoor bar or restaurant, like I do find myself tipping a lot more, like over 20%, because they are out there and they are like serving us or whatever it is. And it's a lot harder. So you guys, at the end of the day, bartenders, they're human. Just treat them with respect.
Absolutely.
Wait, I'm going to ask. I used to be like, can you drink with us? I always make like bartenders drink with us unless like it's like they can't, but they kind of seem to like it. So usually what I do is like I buy them their drink. Does that make sense? And then sidebar, if you guys go to sushi restaurants and sit at the bar, always offer sushi men a beer or sake. They'll treat you guys better. That's a sidebar note.
Anyways, that's good. That's a good tip. End.
Okay. So you guys, thank you so much. I'm pretty sure like this like episode is kind of crazy and a little confusing and just like boozy. And it's probably 6 a.m. for some people listening to this shit. So, but yeah, segment 5, bar is now closed. Please do not forget to subscribe to the podcast for the latest episodes. And if you're looking for the after party, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook at Cocktails and Kimchi, Twitter at Cocktails Kimchi, and our website, please visit it, cocktailsandkimchi.com. And if you're sipping a drink while listening to the podcast, take a photo and please tag us using hashtag Ponchon Army. And you guys, as usual, please don't forget, when in doubt, it's worth a shot. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Drink responsibly.